there's stupid and there is stupid. Good morning. This is Tuesday. I'm Eric Carpenter and this is KCVL, KCRK Colville. Break a law. Yeah, for that matter, kill somebody. May as well take it to the extreme. Get sent to prison. You get room and board. Well, a bill has been introduced in the Washington state legislature. Washington lawmaker wants incarcerated workers to get $15.74 an hour. Representative Tara Simmons, Bremerton, sponsoring a House bill, 1024. The title of the bill, Real Labor, Real Wages Act, and that would raise the wages that prisoners get to the state minimum of $15.74 an hour. Simmons, believed to be the first formerly incarcerated person elected to the state legislature, says when she was incarcerated, she worked graveyard shifts for less than 42 cents an hour. Okay. You broke the law. The taxpayers of the state of Washington pay to house you. They pay to feed you. They pay for all your medical costs. And if you do work within the prison, you're going to get $15.74 an hour. That's where we are at in Washington State. The crazies are running the asylum over in Olympia. There would be no incentive not to just, man, I got to break the law. I want fed and housed and have no expenses whatsoever and get paid $15.74 an hour to do it.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
A crew member remaining missing, two others rescued. A crab boat sank in Willapa Bay. Coast Guard says a helicopter hoisted two crew members from a life raft during rough weather. The Coast Guard teams were notified that the Ethel May was sinking. They had an emergency position indicating radio beacon when the vessel went down about 7:30 at night. A search for the missing crew member was suspended yesterday evening after 15 hours of searching. Let's check with our state senator, Shelley Short, see what's up in what she's doing in Olympia.
7th District Legislative Update. I'm Trace Yellis with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
What's happening with the bills to fix that law that limits who police can pursue?
Oh, man. I'll tell you, it is so frustrating down here. We have one state senator who is basically putting her foot on the bill and indicating she's not going to hear it. She's not going to let it pass. We have 147 members of the legislature on an issue that arguably, in my district, public safety is the number one issue. The ability of law enforcement to keep our community safe is such a huge issue. And just the statements that she has made would just blow your mind. So she said, it's so inherently politicized now that it's not appropriate for the legislative arena. Let that just sink in. This is what we do. What we do is inherently political. As we represent our districts and we look at issues in the state of Washington and the things that we need to take care of, look, those bills, those anti-policing bills passed 2 years ago, set a stage for what we're seeing today. And a lot of times we don't get those bills right the first time, any bill. Like I worked on a bill today where I had to tweak it some, but she refuses to acknowledge the reality that's happening in our communities today. And I want to talk about some statistics because I think it just hits the nail on the head. The State Patrol, between 2014 and 2020, the average number of suspects committing crimes that would justify pursuit was 1,200 a year. In 2022, that jumped to 3,100. So let's look at stolen cars. Before 2022, the highest average was 30,000 a year. In 2022, it jumped to 45,000. The tools that were taken from law enforcement, obviously, I think the biggest one being the pursuit, is leaving our communities in chaos. The criminals know it. Suspects are fleeing the scene. If there was a lack of respect for law enforcement before these laws were put into effect, it's off the charts.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis.
Think about the best night's sleep that you ever had. At Saunders Furniture, we are dedicated to helping you sleep like that. With breakthrough solutions to help relieve pressure, aches, and pains, keeping cool if you sleep hot, and even automatically detecting and responding to snoring, so you get that deep, comfortable, undisturbed rest you deserve. Skip the trip to Spokane and trust your local furniture and mattress dealer. Plus, interest-free financing for 1 year at Saunders Furniture, making houses into homes.
As somebody here in Washington State, you see somebody with a great big smile on their face today, kind of a hop and a skip, and man on they're bouncing around the clouds. Somebody here in Washington State winning $754.6 million in the Powerball jackpot. The Monday night numbers 5, 11, 22, 23, 69 with the Powerball 7. The lottery officials say that a single ticket matched all six numbers and that the ticket sales pushed the jackpot all the way to $754.6 million. That ticket was sold here in Washington State. They can either get paid out over a 29-year period or they can take a one-time cash payment of $407.2 million. Those are before taxes, by the way. Jackpot, the ninth largest in U.S. history. And the winning ticket was sold here in Washington. Boy, I guarantee you, somebody is hopefully not telling all their estranged relatives about the win. But, somebody won that Powerball here in Washington.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
I'm Eric Carpenter of Carpenter Homes and KCVL KCRK Radio. If you've recently moved here from somewhere, welcome to Stevens County. Most of us who are already here came here because we didn't like something about there. We came here precisely because it is not like there, wherever there is, and we actually like here just the way it is. If this describes you, again, you are welcome here. We are not racist, phobic, or anti-whatever you are. We simply like here just the way it is. But if you came here from there with the idea of making here more like there, you should have never left there to come here. You are hereby most cordially welcome to leave here and go back there. Eric Carpenter, Carpenter Homes, KCVL, KCRK Radio.
Okay, that is something I put together, it wasn't a year ago, but last spring. When I was considering what kind of impact we were having, actually, some of it revolved around this government housing crap that we're going to have in Colville. But Kent Davenport is actually, he did a commentary, and a lot of what he had to say was kind of exactly what I felt. So we put that together. We ran it on the radio this past year. And since then, a lot of people all over the country have expressed the same type of idea. And I just thought I would share with you this morning some comments. Joe Pags, he is down in Texas. He got his tax bill. We've all seen that. People are coming to our area paying outrageous prices for properties and that. Well, Joe Pags got his new tax bill, and it was way higher than what it had been, and mainly because people from California are flocking to Texas, and prices are getting driven up. Well, here's a little from Joe Pags' talk about people when they move to Texas.
They come here and start voting the same way they voted where they came from.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they ruin the atmosphere and the climate financially in this state that got us here by electing a bunch of left-wing blue idiots. Who are going to now add all the taxes and all the regulation, and it'll make Texas unaffordable eventually. Then they'll go somewhere else and ruin it. Let me say this. If you move your ass to great states like Florida or Texas or South Dakota or other states that have lower taxes, more freedom, more liberty, lower regulation, do not vote the way you voted that ruined your state. Do not be stupid. No. Leave that where you left. You left that place for a reason. Don't bring it here and then force the same thing. Whatever you were voting for, if you're a Democrat or a liberal, that ruined the place where you have to leave now, leave it there and get a clue. Realize why Florida, Texas, South Dakota, other states are so inviting to you. We're inviting because we're doing it right. Stop it. We love you. Love you like a brother and a sister. But don't come here and overpay for something. Pay for what it should be worth. Stop pushing our market up. And don't vote the way that you voted that ruined your state. Carrie, that's not asking a lot, is it?
It is. You've seen those bumper stickers, right? Don't California up Texas.
Yes.
And
exactly
I've seen
right.
A lot of California license plates. A lot of people are moving here, and that's great.
All right. That's Joe Pags. He's down in Texas. And His little talk about the Californians that are coming to Texas. And I get the impression that very much that same feeling is right here. If you come here from somewhere else, you're coming here because we have affordable living. We still have, to a great extent, more freedoms than most other places. Don't bring your regulations. Don't bring your taxes. Don't bring your attitudes that you're leaving from. We have cultures and traditions here in Stevens County that have been here for generations. Let's keep it that way. Hey, we got a big thing coming up this weekend. And it is. You want to talk about cultures and traditions. The Stevens County Cattlemen Association, they are having their social night. It's an opportunity for people to get together. You might only see them once a year, and that's at the cattleman's banquet. The rest of the time, you're out there working hard, making a living. Scott Nielsen talked with us about the big event.
My name is Scott Nielsen. I'm the president of the Stevens County Cattlemen's Association. On February 11th, we will be having our annual banquet and social night celebrating 85 years representing ranchers in Stevens County. Our goals at this event are, number one, to provide an enjoyable atmosphere where folks can come together and visit with friends and neighbors and enjoy a fabulous dinner. And number two, this event serves as the primary fundraiser for our nonprofit association. We achieve this with raffles, both live and silent auctions. We have items like firearms, tools, toys, ski passes, art, furniture, equipment rentals, beef, and beef processing. These items are made available through the generous support of our event sponsors. The support of these sponsors continues to be absolutely amazing, and this event would not be possible without their support. And number three of our goals is this event serves as a thank you to the buyers at our youth market animal sale. Our association is proud to have a long history of sponsoring the annual Fat Stock Sale. Agriculture makes a vital contribution to our county's rich history and economic well-being. It is our firm belief that the youth that put forth the time and effort to train and care for the market animals are the future of agriculture in Stevens County. The buyers at the market sale are a vital link in continuing the traditions of agriculture in Stevens County. And for this, we invite them to join us. We provide complimentary tickets to these individuals to express our gratitude for their support. Last year was our biggest event. We really work hard at making ours a fun event, something that people enjoy. And I think that the opportunities for folks to go out and just socialize has become really limited. And we give people lots of time to visit. And I think more than anything, they just enjoy being able to sit and talk with their friends and neighbors. And we have an amazing number of repeat customers. They come and have a good time. And then if they have a good time, they generally come back again the next year. I think that the customs, culture, and heritage of Stevens County are what make it such a special place. And we've got a lot of new folks move into the area. That's what draws them to the area is the customs, culture, and heritage. They like what they see when they get here. They like the area. They like our government structures. They like those kind of things. And we work really hard to maintain those things. We want to keep the area the way it is. There's a reason that it's special, and it's special because the folks that live here and the way we do things. And I think that agriculture, if you start removing agriculture from the community, you're really going to change what your community is about. So I think agriculture is really important to keeping a rural community with the lifestyle that we've come accustomed to. And Stevens County cattlemen are always at the forefront of maintaining those things. We try and be involved in any discussions around any of the things that will affect the customs, culture, and heritage of our county. Our social night is open to anyone who wants to attend and support us. You don't have to be a cattleman or even know a cattleman. If you want to support who we are and what we stand for, please join us for an evening of Western hospitality. Tickets are available at Colville Country Store and Colville North 40 for $40. We'd like to invite you to be our guests at the Stevens County Cattlemen's Association annual banquet and social night, February 11th at the Colville Community College, 985 South Elm Street, beginning at 5 p.m. Prime rib dinner prepared by Maddox Mr. Sub Catering will be served at 6 p.m. We anticipate a full house of enthusiastic supporters. Please come join us.
Oh, man, the Community College Center is going to be packed full. It is the annual Cattleman's Banquet coming up here in Colville.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
Hey, I've got high school basketball coming up tonight on the radio. Colville takes on Medical Lake. That's going to be at 6 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow night, it's Colville boys. It's girls' game tonight, by the way. Boys' game coming up Wednesday night. They take on Newport, again, 6 o'clock. Those games will be on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Glass. Colville Glass excels at auto glass repair and replacement, residential and commercial windows, as well as mirrors and shower doors, serving the people of our area since 1966 at 111 South Oak. We may see some shower activity later on. In fact, the National Weather Service pegs it at a 100% chance. No snow accumulation, at least not down here in the valley. We are looking at an afternoon high of 38 degrees. A little bit of rain, maybe turning to snow overnight. We could get maybe a tenth of an inch, basically just a skiff of snow. 24 degrees overnight, 39 the high on Wednesday, 38 the high Thursday. Again, a chance of rain on Friday, 39 for a high. Now, if it is raining, it's going to turn to snow overnight because down to 25 degrees Friday night, 37 the high Saturday, 24 overnight, same thing, 37 the high on Sunday. Monday, rain. Snow up in the mountains, 40 for a high temperature. Complete auto glass, low E vinyl windows for your home or your storefront. You can count on them. Colville Glass. We do have winds out of the south at 5 miles an hour. The barometer up at 30.30 and 38 degrees starting off on a Tuesday. Glad you could be with us. You know, I couldn't do it without you. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK.